Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Donna Helzer, Head Start Community Liaison, and I also have Willow Rising's very own Tashauna Sawyer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both here in the studio with me. There's a lot of stuff going on. ACAP, you've got... is it a banquet or a big celebration coming up?
It is a big celebration banquet that we have. It's our 10-year anniversary of doing For the Love of Children banquets.
And what all does that entail?
We have selected, this is 10 years, we have selected 40 members of the community in the last 10 years just to celebrate what they've done for and with children and families in our community.
That is amazing. So it contributes to the greater Grand Island community members. All right. And they're serving children.
Absolutely.
This is fantastic. Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about ACAP or Head Start?
Okay. ACAP has been around since 1982. When a couple women decided that they needed to get together and work on combating sexual abuse and regular abuse.
Okay.
And in 1988, the group became independent, nonprofit, under the name of ACAP, Association of Child Abuse Prevention. Still going strong today. I think we have 20 members now. And for the banquet, everyone has been involved with the ACAP board at one time or another. And the people we have for the hosting of the event, we have myself for Associated Child Abuse Prevention. We have Big Brother, Big Sister. We have Boys Town. We have First Light. We have Heartland CASA. And we have Willow Rising.
Fantastic.
So we're represented by the community. And it's just
represented
been a wonderful thing.
Well. Yeah.
Very well.
Very well. Well. This is fantastic. So when is this event? Looks like it's going to be held the 17th of April, right?
Yes, so April 17th. As you know, we're coming up on the end of March, and April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, so we always have this celebration during the month of April.
Yes.
So April 17th, it will be held at the Bosselman's venue, and we will start off the night just with like a social hour. There'll be some raffle baskets donated by those agencies that Donna listed, and then some other places here in the community. Then we'll have a nice dinner and honor some really amazing people in our community.
All right, so you're going for the banquet awards, 3 For the Love of Children awards and 1 Lifetime Achievement Award. Donna?
Our Lifetime Achievement Award winner goes to someone that has been involved with children in the community for at least 25 years.
Wow.
And this year, our Lifetime Achievement Award winner is someone very special to all of us. And it's going to be a complete surprise to this person when they actually they're coming to the banquet, but they have no idea they're being honored tonight.
Those kind of surprises are the best. Make sure you have plenty of Kleenex.
Oh, yes.
That's true.
The part that I really like, we've been doing this, like I said, for 10 years, and we've revamped it through the years. And now we have videos. Before, at the beginning of the time, we just would talk with the people, give them their awards. They could say a few things, and they were done. And in the last number of years, we've been actually doing videos. And we do a video with the person that nominated them, and then with people that work with them or that are around them. And so we show the videos of the people, and then they come up and get their award.
That's
and
fantastic.
It makes it so much more special. So our award winners for this year
are... The award winners for this year for the For Love of Children, we do 3 every year, and we're honoring Jeff Westerby. He is at the school, right? You know what school he's at? Okay. Well, Jeff Westerby, he's worked for the schools for over 20 years, and he's a fabulous supporter of all things kids and has done some really amazing things, creating some programs, making sure that kids of all abilities, especially he's done some stuff with Project Search and other organizations for disabled kids. He's also was the person who started the girls wrestling club and those kinds of things. So he's just been super involved and done a lot of really cool things in our community. So Jeff Westerby is the first one. And then our second one is James Schulte. He works for juvenile probation, and anyone who knows James knows that he's a wealth of knowledge, and like his mind is always going, and it's always about kids, and it's always about how to serve those kids that have the hardest time and are going through some difficult things. And so he just really puts his all into that. So we're excited to honor him. And then our other award winner is actually Stephanie Kistler, who most of us know from the United Way because she worked there for years. Yeah. But she's also done other things with kids out throughout her career, and she's teaching preschool at Peace Lutheran School now and has for the last couple of years, and just always been very dedicated and devoted to children. So
I love that. This is going to be wonderful. All right. Well, let's let our listeners know again what's going on.
So we have the ACAP Awards on April 17th at the Bosselman's venue, and you can buy tickets on any of the agencies that are involved website. We all have posted For Love of the Children tickets. You can also go to ACAP's Facebook and get tickets there, or get in touch with any of the agencies that were listed, and we'll point you in the right direction. But we're very excited for the night and to honor all these people.
This is going to be fantastic, Donna.
I found out just today by purchasing my own ticket that you can also just put in 2025 For the Love of Children Banquet, and it will come right up and it'll give you the information and you can purchase your ticket online. No waiting, no fuss, no muss.
I like that. Just as quick as you please.
Just, you're done.
I love that. All right. Is there anything else either of you have to add this morning?
I don't think so. Show up. We really want people to show up and honor those people in our community that are just doing amazing things. And, you know, the kids are the heart of our community and who is going to be here when we're all long gone. And so we need to make sure they're getting the best care and services possible. And this is what those people have devoted their lives to. So,
and I think it's just an honor to be able to celebrate the people in our community. So many times we just go about our daily business, but taking the time to celebrate people that truly care about the children and the growth of our community. So please come, show up, and have a wonderful evening.
And I'm sure when you come, you'll be able to see Donna, and she's a former recipient of this award as well.
Oh.
One of my...
Is there going to be a passing of a crown or something?
There should be.
That would
there
be cool. Be. Yeah, I like crowns, tiara.
It's such an honor when you are recognized for the things you do on a daily basis.
Right, so, without thinking about it.
Right, you just do it because that's what you love to do.
Right.
And celebrating these people is just a wonderful evening.
It sounds amazing. I hope I can attend. I don't know if I'm going to, but I will do my level best. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else, you guys?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in and being on the Public Affairs program. And to our listeners, have a great rest of your day.